And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. Well, Saturday was a lot of fun. I'm a little bit tired today after the roller coaster that was a college football full Saturday. We go 5-5 in college football. We get a very nice win with South Carolina. However, I do have to apologize to Zeb Noland. He did play well, 4 touchdowns for the Gamecocks, but Eastern Illinois mustered nothing up against South Carolina, so that one finished under the total. Arizona kept it close. They lost by 8 to BYU, so we cashed on that plus 12.5 ticket. UCLA went over. It took all game long to get there. After a scoreless first quarter, I thought we were duck soup, but we rallied to get the over there, and I told you, I kind of liked USC on the money line, and they got the job done. Chip Kelly's got the Bruins headed in a good direction. Georgia State, wow, did we miss this game. We were completely off base. Army crushed them. Bad play on our part. Wisconsin, last time I listened to my good friend, I knew he was full of it, and he was full of it. The Badgers offense looked terrible. I mean, boring. I would have rather watched paint dry than watch that offense. It looked awful. Iowa, Indiana, Hawkeyes, very impressive. Indiana, I said, not known for offense anymore, but their defense didn't even play that well. Stayed under the 46 thanks to Indiana only mustering up 6 points. Alabama, Miami, we just missed that over. Scoring really stopped in the fourth quarter. I kind of counted on Miami to get some garbage points late against the Alabama second string, but that's how good Alabama is. Their second string was still better than Miami's first string offense. Yeah, Roll Tide. They are impressive. Texas, watch out for Texas. They covered the -8 for us yesterday, and they looked impressive against Louisiana. Steve Sarkisian could have a really good club there in Longhorn country. Ohio, no, they did not show up. Syracuse, give Dino Babers some credit. I said he was the guy on the hot seat, and he responded. His team responded. Very impressive victory on the road at Ohio. And now Illinois, I know why the line was only 5.5. They weren't even the better football team. UT San Antonio is a better team, and Brett Bielema, he just moved down a couple rungs on my Big Ten coaching list. They did not show up in game number 2 under Brett Bielema because UT San Antonio was a better football team. So bottom line, we go 5-5 yesterday in college football. The plays we released on Wednesday finished a very impressive 6-2-1, so we had a very good college football week nonetheless. And then for the year so far on college football, we are now 16-11-1. We will take that all year. If we can go 16-11-1 on a weekly basis, we're going to be very happy and smiling from ear to ear when the season is done. The rest of our plays for us yesterday, Justin Thomas got the job done against John Rahm, so we cashed a plus 140. Baseball, we go 1-2. And guess what? The Yankees killed us on a parlay for the second straight day. This time they lose straight up to Baltimore. So they've struggled in both games against Baltimore in this series, and they've cost us, they've cost us over $600 on the parlays. So not a fan of you Yankees, but guess what? We're going to go back to you again today. And then the Twins and Rays sailed over the total, but the Rangers and the Angels ended up going under, so we lost that. $14.60 on the losing side, not the end of the world, because we like today's card, and we're going to hopefully get back to winning ways today. Let's lead off with college football, where we are 16-11-1 on the year. Today we look to make it 17-1-1. We're going to go the Notre Dame-Florida State under. Florida State, by the way, 21-26 in the last 4 years. Bobby Bowden had to be shaking his head in his final days thinking about how the Seminole program has fallen since his days. 21-26 in the last 4 years. 3-6 last year under Mike Norvell in his debut season after coming over from Memphis. They returned 10 starters on offense, 7 starters on defense, but they weren't that good. I kind of lean to Notre Dame, but Notre Dame's just a little bit too young for me. Notre Dame only has 9 starters returning, 3 on offense, 6 on defense. Jack Cohen is going to be the starting quarterback. He transferred from Wisconsin. It's tough for me to get excited after watching Mertz yesterday for the Badgers, knowing Mertz beat out Cohen for the job at Wisconsin. I'm not sold on the Notre Dame quarterback situation. Irish were 10-2 last year, but I think this one's going to go under the total. My lean still would be to Notre Dame covering the 7, but I'm going to play the 55 on the under, and I think that will be the ticket that we'll cash tonight. So once again, Notre Dame, Florida State, we're going to cheer for no points, going under the 55 in what could be an ugly game in Tallahassee. Let's go to golf, where we hit yesterday on a nice plus 140, Justin Thomas over John Rahm. Today, we're going to go with Patrick Reed. He's healthy. He's obviously playing good golf the last 2 days, so we're going to go back to Patrick Reed. He's taking on Rory McIlroy, and Rory yesterday shot a 74 after having a 68 and 66 in the first two rounds. Meanwhile, Reed has improved each day, going 72, 69, 66. We like Reed today. I think he's in better form than Rory. Rory kind of looked like he knows he's out of the tournament, and he's ready to cash the check and get back to the family, where Patrick Reed, I think, is going to make a charge up the leaderboard today and potentially finish in the top 10. So we're going to play Reed plus 130 against Rory. Baseball, like I said, we're going back to the Yankees in a parlay. Third straight day. Let's see if they kill me. They're playing Baltimore. Baltimore, we're on record like the worst team in baseball. We know that. And they're throwing like the worst pitcher in baseball, Mr. Aiken. He's got a 6.9 ERA, a 1.65 whip. If the Yankees don't score runs today, I will cry. So I'm putting the Yankees minus 1.5 in my parlay. They're due for like a 5-plus run route victory, and we're going to couple them with Atlanta. Atlanta needs this one. They've lost back-to-back games in Colorado. They got big game Charlie Morton going. The Rockies are throwing out Feltner with no history. The Braves are minus 200 on the money line. I like this parlay. Both teams laying the 1.5. Going to pay out $197.90 on the $100 wager there. Next up, Milwaukee. Milwaukee taking on St. Louis. We got some good value here on the line. I know some sites are at about 8 for the run line. We're getting 7.5. We're going to go with it. It's Burns against Lester. Burns, obviously good for the Brewers. We know that, 2.27 ERA. But Lester, 5.12. Games in Milwaukee, a lot of runs normally at Miller Park. So we're going to go the over between Milwaukee and St. Louis at 7.5. Next up, we're going Toronto and Oakland. I have bet a lot of unders with Oakland, and I have lost lately. But we're going back to the well again today, getting good value again on the line. A lot of sites are at 9. We're at 9.5, so we're going to go the Toronto-Oakland under 9.5. Oakland in the last 5 games, get this, totals 12, 14, 14, 21, and 18. They've flew over the total in their last 5 games. I think with Ray and Irvin pitching today, we should have one of those pitcher's duel Sunday gems, and loving the under 9.5 between Toronto and Oakland. Then we go to the Trop in Tampa, or St. Pete, I guess, where the Twins and the Rays are playing, and the Twins gave up, 9 runs in the first couple innings yesterday as the Rays pushed the over quickly. Today the Twins are going to throw Jax against Patino there for Tampa Bay. We're going to go the over 9 between the Twins and the Rays. We think there'll be some runs again at the Trop. Next up, we're going to play a run line. We like the White Sox today, minus the 1.5 against Kansas City. It's Cease on the Hill for the White Sox, Singer pitching for KC. We're willing to lay the 1.5 with the White Sox. Even money juice, so a $100 wager to pay out $100 with the White Sox minus the 1.5. Another over-under between Los Angeles, the Angels, and the Rangers. This one is an over 9. Starting pitcher today for the Angels is a kid named Junk. Yes, a kid named Junk. He is making his major league debut, has a 5.27 ERA in double-A baseball. Well, that's kind of what Texas is throwing out there as a double-A lineup, so we like it. 5.27 ERA in double-A against the Rangers. I think the Rangers can score some runs today. We know the Angels will score a few, so we're going to play the over 9 between Texas and Los Angeles. Then another run line play for us, and we don't have too many on the plus side, but today we're going to the plus side. We're on record saying we like this Mize kid from Detroit. He's going against Castillo for Cincinnati. And Detroit, even juice here again, so $100 to pay out $100 with Detroit plus 1.5, so we can even lose the game by a run and get the W. So we're going to play Detroit plus 1.5, even money juice, $100 to pay out $100. And then on our final game on the card, we're going to play the Houston Astros taking on the San Diego Padres. The Astros, we're going to play on the run line minus the 1.5, and that pays out a very juicy payout of $145. So if the Astros win by 2 or more, our $100 wager pays out $145. That is your card for Sunday. Like I said, I am tired. It was an emotional roller coaster yesterday. We had to fight to get to 5-5, but college football has been good to us. We're already excited about next week's card. We'll drop all the college football plays on Wednesday, plus the NFL returns for real on Thursday, and we already have a good angle on that game that we like. Recapping today's card, though, Notre Dame, Florida State, under the 55. Patrick Reed over Rory McIlroy, plus 130. The Yankees and Atlanta in a 1.5 parlay, paying out 197.90. Milwaukee, St. Louis over the 7.5. Toronto, Oakland under the 9.5. Minnesota, Tampa Bay over the 9. The White Sox minus the 1.5. Texas, Los Angeles over the 9. Detroit plus the 1.5. And Houston minus the 1.5. We got a lot of run lines that we're going to cheer for today. Let's enjoy Sunday baseball. Good luck, and let's cash some tickets.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.